This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Technology Without Borders was founded in the spring of 2009 as a committee of the Campus Y at the University of North Carolina. Brandon Young and Patrick Heenan were very instrumental in getting it off the ground. Here's Dr. Tim Miles to tell you about the program.
Technology Without Borders is an organization that is geared at educating and teaching people who are computer literate about how to use the computer and make meaningful connections, I guess, electronically.
Brandon Young and Patrick Heenan have been especially important in the development of Technology Without Borders. Tell me why they're so special and why they deserve such special recognition.
I think they're extremely special because they both have graduated from UNC and they remain in touch with us. Brandon redesigned our website to make it more accessible for different kinds of users and still helps other people individually who are disabled to be able to use their technology in their homes. And Patrick took his own time and personal resources to assist the lady that was 65, who had just lost her sight, to begin learning how to type first and then learning how to use the keyboard to use a program called JAWS that talks back to the person who can't see the screen. So I think the guys coming there from Technology Without Borders, when they first got started in 2009, these were two of the key people that were there along with others, and they wanted to reach out to help people to break down the digital divide and make people be more included in their communities.
What else can you tell me about these two people, Patrick Heenan and Brandon Young? What do they do when they're not working with a special program?
Brandon was a private consultant for a company, I think, in Chicago. He does their websites and other kind of technological things. And Patrick has gone on to graduate school. I think he was going to be majoring in medicine.
And both are extremely committed to the University of North Carolina and doing whatever they can do to help.
Yes. And again, the thing is, beyond graduating, is to stay connected to the community that they grew up around. I think it's very, very rich within itself.
If someone out there would like to find out more about Technology Without Borders, how do they do that?
Just go on to the website and type in that phrase and put UNC in front of it, and their website will come directly up. Or they can call us at the Disability Council at 919-245-4337. And even if they want to volunteer, because we still teach our JAWS class every year and we need volunteers to help students that are in there while they're learning.
We're glad to call attention to these two wonderful people and all the other people who worked together on the program.
Thank you so much, Ron. You do a wonderful job.
Our thanks to Dr. Tim Miles of the Orange County Disability Council, and congratulations, Patrick Heenan and Brandon Young, today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.